Over the past 9 months, the Florida Department of Children and Families has deployed 30 teams to investigate child fatalities and make recommendations to the Child Welfare Agency. They're called Critical Incidents Rapid Response Teams, or CIRT teams.
On a statewide basis, the Northwest region received 10% of all child abuse reports, and they've had one CIRT deployed. Northeast has nine CIRTs deployed, Central, four. Suncoast 11, Southeast 4, and Southern 1.
That's Janice Thompson, DCF's Assistant Secretary for Child Welfare, speaking during a recent House subcommittee meeting on children, families, and seniors issues. She says one of the areas her agency is looking into is changing the way investigations are done based on reports from the state's child abuse hotline.
And, of course, with our new practice, we still have to investigate whatever is reported to the hotline, but we really need to collect much more information about the family and looking at the child and how they function, looking at the parents and how they function, which would include things like their behavioral health, their parenting skills, their disciplinary practices. So we're gathering much more information to try to make a decision.
Speaking to members of the Senate Children, Families, and Elder Affairs Subcommittee Thursday, DCF Secretary Mike Carroll says he's disappointed in the state's child death numbers, which the agency has come under intense scrutiny for.
Because we have put so much effort into reducing child deaths over the past 2 years, to date, this year, we have had 369 child deaths called into the hotline, which puts us on track. In the last, since 2007, we've averaged about 438 child deaths per year. It ranged from a low of 409 in 2012 to a high of 470 in 2010. But it has stubbornly stayed in that range.
And he predicts those numbers will be about the same again.
The numbers from those child deaths are pretty consistent with what we found in the past. One in four of the children who are involved in child fatality, we had some type of prior history with. 75% or three in four of the kids we didn't have a prior history with. We had some prior history with 42% of the families in those cases.
Garrow says he's continuing different efforts to get those numbers down because they also include child deaths as a result of unsafe sleep and drowning, the top two causes of Florida child deaths. For the upcoming legislative session, he'll be looking to put some rules in place to reduce those numbers.
The one ask was on the CIRT because we wanted to close the loop on the CIRT and make sure that all jurisdictions understood they had a responsibility, an equal responsibility, to take action based on the findings of the CIRT.
Among his other upcoming legislative priorities is developing adequate service networks and changing the way the agency monitors service providers. He says he's also in favor of a proposal from Venice Republican Senator Nancy Dietert aimed at building on a new law extending the age of foster care youth to 21. The goal is to ensure that the older youth are placed in foster homes rather than group homes as a default. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.